With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary K. Hey everyone, this is Gary K, and welcome to another edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. One of the coolest products that was introduced, kind of, I don't want to say secretly, but not a lot of fanfare around it at Infocom last year, was Christie's Hedra. And I wanted to have Bill Zhu come on and talk about that, Director of Product Management at Christie Digital. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Gary.
Congratulations on a great product. Hedra is uniquely positioned for what? Tell them what the product is and what are they, why should they care about the product? Because I think it got lost in a lot of the other display stuff that y'all introduced at Infocom and at ISE this past year.
Yeah. So Hedra is designed as a control room all-in-one box. It has an integrated KVM switcher with window processing, and it supports additional IP streaming in and streaming out.
Yeah. And so the thing, so if you're doing, obviously for command and control, security, those types of applications, we can see the application for something like this. And of course you need something that's going to be TAA compliant as an example. And this product is in fact TAA compliant. This product, because it's got the KVM built into it, can do everything. Basically, all you have to do is plug in the displays, and now you have an all-in-one command and control network operation center.
Yes. So the initial use case was a small control room all-in-one, and mm-hmm. it's all baseband connection input and output. So it's very easy to set up. The use case was, for example, during COVID, a lot of NOCs want to set up separate, smaller debriefing centers, have one or two operators instead of everybody working in one room. So it's a perfect use case for that. Additionally, we have customer interest in more of a defense type of application, what they call.
Yeah, I was going to say live events would be perfect for this product.
Yeah. So a deployable command center where they can have a field command center set up very quickly. Live event, that's the other application, is a consolidation of monitors. So you have mm-hmm. Three, four monitors and three, four keyboards. Now you're down to one 4K monitor and a single keyboard and mouse. And because it's all wire connection, there's no compression. It's not over AV. I mean, it's not AV over IP, so it doesn't have compression. So you get very high image fidelity, as well as no latency on the keyboard and mouse. Very good user experience. This product lets you give you a very flexible layout, so you can lay out your work surface any way you want it.
Right, you're not limited to a
typical
monitor wall layout. You can put the content wherever you want. It's like a digital canvas.
Correct. So it's just any way you want to lay out, and you can swap the sources easily. So you can work on one area and monitor a couple different areas. So that's another application. And the third application we're selling, it's just a video wall processor. So now you have a processor with up to 27 HDMI inputs, up to 4K 60 hertz, and it can drive up to 48 megapixels. That's like 24 HD monitors. So you can have like a 4x6 or 2x12 video wall. So a small, medium-sized video wall processor. It's very competitively priced for that application as well.
Well, can you, I want to put up the back panel of the product really quick, because I want to talk about the structure of it and sort of how it all comes together. From what I see, it looks almost modular in a way, but in fact, it's all in one, right? You're already including everything in one when you buy it, or do you?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And then all I've got to do then is plug. I can see my USBs for keyboard and mouse. I see my HDMIs. What about control of this ultimately? Obviously it's got its own controller, but I can also externally access it and control it and manage it remotely.
Correct. So the control one is via the on-screen interface. You can right click and control via that way. You get set up. either via a browser, so you don't need to install any software, it's just browser. Also, it includes a control interface, a touchpad control interface.
Okay.
You just point it to the IP address of the, you put in a web address on your touchpad, and then you access the control interface.
And it looks like it has two power supplies. Is that redundancy in the power supplies, or what is it? It's
okay. Redundant power supplies. Yes.
Okay. Excellent. So, this is an all-in-one product. I mean, obviously you have a long heritage in doing command and control with the display technologies that you have, and all the different kinds of display from back in the, LCD all the way through LED and micro tiles LED now. So you have a lot of experience. I like that this is an all-in-one package. Obviously, I saw it for the first time at Infocom last year, and then I saw it again at ISC. This is available shipping product now.
Yes, we have it in stock.
Good.
Yes.
Okay, good. So if you're in the network operations center world, you're in the command and control center world, you're running social media command centers all the way through military and public utilities command centers, this is a great option. It's called Hedra, H-E-D-R-A. The links are in the description of this video cast, so you can get directly to everything you need to know. But listen, we're going to end this. I want you to keep watching, because we actually shot a pretty cool video, a pretty intense video. Bill actually did this for us at ISC earlier this year. So I want to take us out with that video, because it kind of gives you an overview of the product and you actually see it in action, actually connected together. So thanks for watching, but watch this before you sign out.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Bill Zhu. I'm the product manager for Christy Hedra. Hedra is a multi-user KVM processor, so it can take up to 27 HDMI inputs plus IP inputs and display them on a video wall or on a desktop with KVM control. So I can have a layout, and I can, any window I can control. If I double click, it has a green arrow, I double click on it, now I can control that window. Just like a PC operating there. Very good user experience. To leave this KVMO, I just click outside the window. Let's say if I want to control this source, I can easily switch over, right? So I can consolidate a number of monitors into one single monitor and have better visual awareness. So for more information, please visit christydigital.com. Thank you.
Rants and Raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves.